Last but not least, we have Mr. Deepak Bhargava, President for the Center for Community Change Action. He's the President of the Center for Community Change and Vice President. He's President of the Center for Community Change and Vice President of the Center for Community Change Action. Regularly called the voice of the grassroots in Washington, D.C., he has built both organizations into key power players. In 2016, the Center for Community Change Action ran its largest ever voter effort, a $15 million super PAC to make Latino and other minority voices heard, an effort credited with helping elect the first ever Latina to the U.S. Senate in Nevada. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Mayor Tubbs. It's a privilege to be with you, Tom, and the NextGen family, my friend Elise and NARAL, which does such amazing work, and all of you. So I think, as everyone has said, Charlottesville really brought home for all of us the extent to which this fight is now not just about this or that policy. It's really about who we are as a people and whether this is a nation where everyone belongs or whether policies of exclusion and white supremacy are going to prevail. One of the places that this battle is the most intense and the most defining for the character of our country is the battle about immigration. So I want to hone in there in my time today. You know the story. The Trump administration wants to spend $5.5 billion not just to build a wall, but to create a massive deportation force in this country. If this budget passes, we will see millions of fathers and mothers ripped away from their kids. This is a struggle for the very existence of immigrants in this country. We know that in just a few months, hundreds of thousands of people, Haitians, Central Americans, Africans, and others, who rely on temporary protected status that gives them refuge in the United States, because it is not safe for them to return home, are in grave danger, and the administration has signaled that it wants to eliminate that temporary protected status for those very vulnerable people and send them home, in some cases, to likely death and other forms of harm. Finally, there are 800,000 young immigrants, Dreamers, who received 5 years ago deferred action for childhood arrivals, or DACA. Tomorrow's the five-year anniversary of the creation of that program under President Obama that offers work permits and safety to these amazing young people who bring so much to our country. President Trump and Jeff Sessions are poised to take it away and to push these heroes, these courageous young people, back into the shadows. So if you care about the threat, the mounting threat of white supremacy in this country, you will, over this August and in the coming months, stand up for immigrant families. The good news is that we have learned that direct democracy works, that we can fight back and prevail. The Muslim Ban, a group of grassroots organizations in New York City, Make the Road New York, the New York Immigration Coalition, put out the call, which resulted in massive mobilizations all over the country and brought that program to a halt. So there are three things right now that I want to invite folks on this call to do. First, tomorrow on August 15th, the fifth anniversary of the DACA program to protect Dreamers that Tom talked about, our organization will be joining with the Dreamers and many, many others for a national day of action with events all across the country to call on the administration and Congress to protect Dreamers. And you can find an event or help start an event, it's not too late, at defenddaca.com. That's defenddaca.com. Second, September 5th is a national day to fight for DACA and for temporary protected status for vulnerable immigrants and refugees. We know this could be the day that the administration announces essentially its intention to cancel protection for Dreamers who desperately need DACA. There will be a national day of mobilization in Washington, D.C. and all around the country on that day, which will have enormous impact on the debate. Third, the budget fight. We all know that budgets are moral documents. They reflect the values that we hold dear as a country. And for immigrant families, the deportation machine will mean kids losing their parents, their siblings and cousins, longtime partners being separated from one another. It means your neighbors, your coworkers, familiar faces you see at the grocery store and at restaurants no longer being there. So we are demanding that members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, take a stand and deny President Trump money for this deportation machine, for the wall, and offer protection to Dreamers and to other immigrant communities. So I had a chance this weekend to be with over 100 young immigrants in New Jersey who gathered from all over the East Coast to strategize. These included citizen kids of undocumented parents, children of refugees from Somalia, Arab and Muslim youth, and they just yesterday did an action in front of the chair of the House Appropriations Committee's offices to demand that he do the right thing and stand up for immigrants. So this is our August. We can, if we work together, make a huge difference and win these fights, and I'm honored to be in the struggle with all of you.